This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Guardians do have a three-game set against the White Sox, and that's actually kind of cool how it breaks down because you got three away against the White Sox, and then you come home next week, and it's Miami, very winnable series, and then Atlanta, which I think I'm
a little the shade for Miami these days. Ken said a very similar comment as well. That's a 500 ball club Miami is right now.
You're better than Miami. Fair?
They're better than Miami, but like Miami is...
They just traded Jesus Sanchez for nothing. Not nothing, but for, you know.
Clayton McCullough is probably going to win manager of the year. He makes our manager list, by the way. Our top nine manager, what are we calling this? Manager performances this year is how Greg Amsinger labeled it. That's a 500 team right now. They've surprised a lot of people.
Well, you've mentioned it. MLB Network and Greg Amsinger had the nine best managerial performances this year?
Yeah, I don't know why he only did nine, but he did nine. And he said, and so it's just, that might be the truth of it. And it's just off of this season and this season alone. And so what I love about that is it takes nothing about last year into the equation. It's just for this year. And the idea that vote came in at number nine. And like, if I were to ask you who is at the top of the list, you probably have some of the same names that Greg had.
Aaron Boone.
Yeah, Aaron Boone's not on this list. Pat Murphy's number two. People absolutely love him. Joe Espada, the Astros manager, is number one. They had 14 players on the injured list. They have seven starting pitchers that have gotten injured. Like, you can see the roadmap. A.J. Hinch is number three. There's a lot of reasons for why A.J. Hinch should be at the top of this list or near the top of this list. But Stephen Vogt, I thought, was interesting because if we were to ask you guys whether or not you think he's been underappreciated, I think most people would go back to, like, me yelling about what happened after the no-hitter was already broken up the other day. But you'd yell about a lot of platoon splits. You'd yell about a lot of in-game decisions that you maybe didn't agree with. But I thought was interesting was that Greg gave him a lot of credit for getting past the gambling situation and then being able to go ahead and get this thing turned around after the 10-game losing streak. And it does make you wonder whether we've been just a little bit too rough when it comes to talking about Stephen Vogt after everything that he's gone through.
I mean, listen, I think the hometown fans and media are always a little extra rough on coaches and managers because it's the familiarity of it. Like, you watch everything they do.
Yeah.
And also in a game like baseball, I know baseball has changed and the numbers have changed a lot of the conversations. There's nothing more popular to do in baseball than second-guess the manager, second-guess the team.
It's a good point by you. In most cities, most not all, when it comes to did they make the right choice with the relievers and bullpen situations, most managers fail that test.
So
most fan bases just yell endlessly because you can always mess that up in a season.
Sorry, I keep saying so and interrupting you. So there is a part of me that just thinks about this. And it's like, yeah, I'm willing to open up to the idea that we're probably a little more abrasive on Steven than maybe he deserves. I would also say, though, like the things that drive fans crazy, specific one way or the other, over managing, which Steven has done a fair amount of, or bullpen mishandling, like meaning leaving your starter out there and then not sending out, you know, not having somebody warming up in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Those are things that, like, no offense to Greg, Greg's not paying attention to in every game.
So this is where I kind of feel like, in an interesting way, Vogt has the Kevin Stefanski treatment happening right now. Mm-hmm. You know, Stefanski, across the nation, every person that we bring on from a national perspective only speaks glowingly about Stefanski, and they're not watching every play the way that we are. And I think that it applies the same way here with Stephen Vogt. If you talk to people locally, I don't know anybody would say he's made a massive step forward relative to last year. I think most people would make the suggestion he's made a couple steps backwards.
I would also say that the difference between the MLB Network and the NFL, Major League Baseball media, the national media, and the national media in football is the media loves coaches until there's a rough spot. And the national media has no problem being like, hey, yeah, this coach hasn't figured out where mm-hmm. is in baseball. It's very rare that I ever hear any national media criticism of managers from like MLB Network or even like CBS Sports, because it's just the conversations change so much on how much does a matter a manager matter anyways.
You do, but you only get it right before they're about to be fired for the most part. Yeah. And that's because everyone knows that they're going to be fired. That's what made John Schneider, what's going on in Toronto right now, so fascinating, is that he was dead man walking a month and a half ago and everyone was speaking as such. And when the baseball media starts to speak as such, it's because they know it's coming. And then he dead cat bounced. And now all of a sudden he's one of the best managers this season.
Well, in specific to Steven, I do think we should be giving him a lot of credit for this team pulling the nose up on this thing after the 10-game losing streak. During that losing streak, he was making decisions that were actively hurting them in games. And it's one thing for you to be making those decisions, them not work out when the team's winning. When you're losing, that really complicates things inside a clubhouse. So them bouncing back to the way they did suggests he never was in danger of losing them. That's hard. Like that's a bigger test than you were great for 90 games and then you had, you know, 40 bad games and you bounced back and all of a sudden you went to the ALCS. Like, his job this year was 10 times harder than last year's was. So by virtue of stopping the bleeding after the 10-game losing streak and erasing that, yeah, I think that's a hell of an accomplishment, even if he still annoys me from game to game.
Yeah, I mean, his endless optimism was bothering the living daylights out of me in that 10-game losing streak. You'd have moments where he would talk about the offense being right there as they scored 15 runs in 10 games, and you'd be like, shut up, man. Like, this isn't it. This isn't what you want to be saying. And it worked. In many ways, it worked. Well, by not just giving up on the season. And like, it's not just that, obviously. It's going through the idea that you almost trade Kwan to not trade Kwan. You go through what happened with Ortiz and Class A. Like, this team has had a lot of hurdles that you just don't typically see in a baseball season.
Well, and here's the other thing. Vogt has the opposite problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Of Tito. When the guards would be going through a bad spot, the big criticism of Tito was he undermanaged. You know, like He just fell back on, nah, I like Brian Shaw, so he's going to get this minute, right? He's going to get this high leverage thing.
Yeah.
Or, hey, there was a pivotal moment where if you make this decision, you give the team a better chance to win, and Tito wouldn't
school.
Do it.
His relieving situations wasn't great. He would bunt in times. You should never bunt, but he would bunt often. Like there was a lot of things with Tito, but he had a bigger plan.
But I would say, like, I think Stephen Vogt in one game, in terms of in-game decisions, does more in one game than Tito would do in a full week.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he almost goes in a complete opposite direction of Tito when we talk about that. And you know what? And sometimes it's refreshing. Sometimes it is. You're like, all right, good. I like that he's active. I like that he's doing things. But other times, it's just, I think that's where fans get mad here, is because it just seems like this year he's not pulled a lot of the right levers.
Yeah, this is always the catch-22 that happens with managers who are accused of overmanaging, which I have accused him of doing. I think you've accused him. I know Ken has accused him of doing. The reality is, if you're going to be one or the other extreme, I'd rather you overmanage. I'd rather you act like have a hand on the lever at any given moment and trying to give your guys an extra. And I think young players like that. I think young players like to have a manager who's being aggressive. At the same point, you can't deny that then it makes something where he just freezes, like with Slade Ciccone, 3 starts to go in the ninth inning, or mm-hmm. Gavin Williams in the no-hitter,
yeah.
where he just didn't have somebody up. That's well, like that's there was the simplest comment. Thought going into that inning that, like, an over-manager should have.
Well, so sometimes he just seems like he gets caught with his pants down. And there's a perfect example for this because I heard Vogt in that post-game interview after the no-hitter that didn't happen and it got broken up. And he said, and forgive me, I don't know if he said the sixth or seventh, but I'm pretty sure it was the seventh inning. He said it was the first time he realized that a no-hitter was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I get it if you're watching the game with a hot dog and a beer in your hand and that's your reaction. That, oh, I didn't understand a no-hitter was happening. You're the manager of the baseball team. Like this, you're supposed to know everything that's going on in this situation. You're not supposed to be dead sitting there in the clubhouse, not understanding what's happening. Like you have to find a way to be able to, in those moments, understand what exactly is going on and think about every single angle. And that's why everyone's like, oh, it was superstitious that he didn't have anyone up in the bullpen. Was it superstitious, or was they just thought about these things way too late? Like you have to be thinking 7 moves ahead constantly in a baseball game. You can't treat it the same way as the guy having a beer and a hot dog in the stands.
Well, and you can't be the guy that's an over manager and then get caught with your pants down.
I mean, it doesn't
like Tito,
it makes no
Tito
sense.
Could, because that was par for the course with Hoochie. But now again, I will go back to it. I do think Amsinger is right in the heart of it that, yeah, from day to day, minute to minute, we're overly critical. I would also say I think the lack of attention to detail from like the national conversation around managers misses the point on Stephen Vogt as well.
But where he's going to get a lot of credit, though, is that he has been able to maneuver through the massive potholes. And I think that's where you're always going to get the big-time credit. And this is where maybe I need to give him a little bit more credit. When you're able to go through the big situations and not have it completely derail you. Because there are a lot of skippers out there, a lot of teams in general out there. In the 3 different instances we keep bringing up of major potholes that they've been able to escape, one of them would have got him.
Yeah, and listen, there's a part of me that thinks Stephen is graced with a lot of good favor and goodwill because he was in the ALCS last year, and because the first year that he took over the Guardians after Terry Francona, a guy who is beloved around Cleveland, is beloved around baseball. The Tito detractors were a very vocal minority on Twitter and maybe one or two hosts in Cleveland. Like, specific to this, though, like, the team got dramatically better after Tito left and Stephen took over.
Yeah, like you never want to be the guy that follows the guy, but he's done it and he's done it well.
But there's a weird thing that happens with how managers are covered. And some of this kind of rolls right up to the front office as well, that once a guy passed, it's like the Titoism. Once a guy passed Tito's imaginary test, he was a Tito guy. And there was no getting out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You had an uphill climb. You didn't know how to do it. And a fair amount of guys didn't end up becoming Tito guys. And so they weren't here long. That's the same thing with like managers in baseball. Like Stephen, after last year, was anointed. He got the manager of the year. He was in the ALCS. And if you have criticisms of him from here, it's going to be an uphill battle because people are going to say he was the manager of the year. Well, you had him in the ALCS. That's probably not right, by the way. Like, he had a great first year as a manager. A lot of things went right. But this year is going to be a hell of a lot more telling. And by the way, we're on the upswing here positively with Steven.
Yeah.
Well, you got about 50 games where you can piddle that away as well.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if they go 10 games under 500 and do what the Twins did last year down the stretch, then you're just going to completely wipe away all the good graces.
216-474-0092. Steven Vogt was named by Greg Amsinger of MLB Network is one of the top nine managerial performances.
We already do top nine list now.
I know. Nine innings. Nine guys in the field.
There we go. Now we're playing with fire. Amsinger's my guy. I love that MLB Network.
Should we be giving Steven Vogt more credit for the Guardians' success this year? I think that's a fair thing to say. I also think this is kind of how it goes in with managers in like local markets. You're more critical of the coaches you see every day versus the guys who maybe don't see him every day. And Geno Smith's return to Seattle last night, it was not going the way anyone thought it would. Still went pretty funnily. That's coming up in Quick Hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.